An individual has sex with their wife while she is unconscious, or he, you know, the other way around, if that's possible, I don't know. A prosecutor could then charge that spouse with rape.
Newsline is Holly Mullen with the Rape Recovery Center. I can't believe we're talking about this, Holly, but I need to ask you, is a woman who's unconscious and it's her husband, so this is a marital situation, if there's no consent there, is it rape?
Hi, Amanda and Grant. Yes, it is rape, and that was a key topic of discussion yesterday in the committee meeting.
And as Amanda said, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling that we're talking about this and that there are, you know, our positions on both sides of this issue. But you made a comment that, you know, the issue is larger because in our culture this equates to power and it equates to, you know, so many aspects of, you know, college life and things like that. Could you clarify that for us a little bit?
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think, of course, one aspect of this issue could be that a woman might report her husband for raping her in her sleep, but that is so far off the mark that would it ever happen. What we're talking about is college co-eds, students, your children, your friends, your neighbors. Rape is a worldwide problem, and we really need to start looking at making consent very clear in every sexual relationship.
You know, my mind went to what husband would want to have sex with his unconscious wife?
There you go. Well, indeed, and this is another thing. When we focus a lot as advocates for victims on, you know, really awful situations, but there's a whole world out there of healthy sexual relationships, and what they require is two people being interested and being involved and having consent in that relationship.
Holly, we appreciate very much.